The Paddy and Rob Palmer Weekly Rewind. It was a contentious week on the show, and the blame has to fall squarely on Spider-Bait frontman Cram's shoulders after he dropped a reality TV bombshell on poor old Rob.
Oh my God, I wouldn't go on Dancing with the Stars either. It's ridiculous.
Oh, no, no.
I'm glad you brought that. Imagine winning that and then skiving about it for 12 years. And who would go on it, Cram?
Yeah,
who would go on it?
We would. Secretly,
sorry
we would.
About that. I didn't mean to burst your bubble, mate. I'm just being honest.
Rob wasn't the only one who got belted. So did poor old ScoMo. Luckily, our show clergyman could join us to offer some words of advice.
So is ScoMo in the confessional box with you this morning?
Yes, it is a tradition that when a Prime Minister loses an election, they come straight to the church of the sacrificial lamb with gravy and three vegetables and confess their sins. Confidence, of course. Mm. Until I write my book.
Yes, jokes.
Keeping on the biblical theme, we heard a story about a modern-day version. No, not Patty, but a Mary who didn't know she was pregnant.
Took her to hospital. She's back that afternoon with a baby, both fine and healthy, you know.
Well, so it does happen.
That's incredible.
Her
name wasn't Mary.
Someone who needed all the prayers he could get was Patty after putting his foot squarely in his mouth.
Is it cheaper Sunday than Saturday? Saturday weddings, buddy, dear.
Yesterday should have been cheap. It was absolutely chucking it down with rain.
Yeah. Oh, it's lucky. We got married when it rained and, you know, it was just bliss after that. Absolutely.
Absolutely weather bliss.
Lucky. What sort of luck?
Oh, well, in so many different ways, Robert.
It's like rain.
We needed to lock things down a bit, but just maybe not as much as our listener Grant did.
It took me about five goes to crack the code because I had white noise. The tip of my thumb was in there. I was screaming like a little girl. The boys rushed in. I was the only one that knew the code, but I couldn't think of it. Mate, I got it out. My thumb turned black for about 3 weeks. The nail went black. Took about another couple of weeks to drop completely off.
It didn't prove enough of a distraction to keep Paddy out of trouble, though, as he came up with a completely original idea all by himself.
And Maddie, our producer, said, you did say, Maddie, don't try and get me in the said, oh, if we get enough callers, won't we play it again?
You're not allowed to.
You're not allowed
Paddy's
to.
Nervous.
The music people around here are so pedantic.
Paddy is nervous as all get out. It's like a cat on a hot tin roof. He does not want to do it.
Lukey, good morning.
Get in trouble. Yeah, play it again.
Sure. Okay.
BJ.
That was too funny.
Play it again,
BJ.
Should we?
Yeah, buddy, 100%. Get it going.
All right, okay.
Oh, you'll be
knowing I'm going to be in the
I'm saying we're up to nine at least. Yeah, come on, Wayne from North Entrance.
Should we play Kenny Loggins' Danger Zone again?
Mate, the hair's already standing up on the back of my neck in anticipation.
All right, okay. Oh, we're on. Oh, is it overwhelming? Tony from Green
the
Point.
The last save.
Should we go with it?
Absolutely. I want to see Paddy get into the...
Thank you, Tony. That seals it.
This is not allowed. It's all right for you, Palmer. You say I don't push the friggin' buttons.
And a big shout-out to our special guest, NRL coach Wayne Bennett, who joined us for a raw and revealing interview. And that was Paddy and Rob Palmer's Weekly Rewind on Triple M.